Hello, it's Tuesday the 2nd of February. I'm Steve-O and this is your Bedford News. Two aerospace businesses in Bedfordshire have received over £30 million of funding from the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy. The funding is from a public-private partnership investment to develop greener aviation and will secure thousands of jobs. Minister of Bedford, Paul Scully, said, "As a former home of British airships, Bedfordshire already has a proud aerospace heritage." The High Flyer 2 project by Zero AVR in Cranfield will receive over £24 million to develop a zero-carbon engine. The Inception project by Blue Bear Systems Research in Oakley will receive over £5 million to develop an electric propulsion system for aircraft. A local animal charity is reminding people to bang on your bonnet before starting your engine. With cold nights here to stay, often animals crawl into engines to keep warm and remain there, receiving severe injuries when you start your motor. Bedfordshire Police have recruited over 54 new officers since the launch of the new recruitment drive a year ago, and this is the highest number of officers ever for Bedfordshire Police. The government is now ahead of its manifesto commitment to recruit 20,000 new officers by 2023. The increase has been welcomed by the Conservative candidate of Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, Festus Ankinbisuri. Yesterday morning on St Peter Street in Bedford, an Aston Martin crashed headfirst through the front of an automotive finance business. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but we hope the driver and the business have the finance for all of the repairs. That's it for Tuesday. Back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.